Welcome back to This Week on the Kenai with the top stories from Wednesday. Here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
Former Soldotna teacher and union president Nathan Erfurth was arraigned Tuesday, where he pleaded not guilty to 61 counts, including sexual abuse of a minor, exploitation of a minor, and possession of child pornography, according to KDLL. A grand jury handed down 74 charges late last month, although the indictment included some charges stricken by a judge, and some remained pending in the state's online court reporting system. A new indictment, released Monday, totals 61 charges. The charges include sexual abuse of a minor in the second and fourth degrees and possession of child pornography related to photos shared by the alleged victim. The formerly pending charges are 6 counts of unlawful exploitation of a minor, a Class B felony related to the production of film, audio, or video content that depicts child pornography. Tuesday afternoon, Erfurth appeared in person in the Kenai courthouse, where his attorney entered a not guilty plea during a brief arraignment. Judge Jason Gist said Erfurth's next court date is an omnibus hearing on August 16th, and Erfurth's trial will begin on the week of September 5th. The topic of transgender athletes participating in sports found its way to the Kenai yesterday, July 5th, when it was hotly contested during the latest Kenai Borough Assembly meeting. With this issue on the agenda, many people had this particular meeting noted on their calendars and attended to voice their thoughts and opinions. The resolution, presented by Assemblymember Richard Dirkevorkian, would support the Alaska State Board of Education and Early Development's Resolution 2-2023. The resolution itself seeks to preserve opportunities for student-athletes while balancing competitive fairness and safety for all competitors. Assemblymember Eklund presented her argument with one simple phrase: let them play.
I did quite a bit of canvassing of my constituents. I spoke to coaches, longtime coaches of girls' teams. They said, let them play. I spoke to athletic directors. They said, let them play.
Prior to the passing of this motion, this resolution was adopted by the State of Alaska Board of Education and Early Development in March. The Matanuska-Susitna Borough School Board recently approved an athletic policy affirming that students' eligibility to play on girls' or boys' sports teams is based on their gender assigned at birth. Additionally, the State School Board voted unanimously at its meeting in Soldotna on June 8th to advance a proposed regulation that would afford equal opportunity and competitive fairness for all participants in student athletics by providing a girls' division with participation based on a student's gender at birth, and at least one co-ed open to students who identify with either gender. Assemblymember Tyson Cox, who is a co-sponsor, spoke on the resolution.
I agree with Ms. Eklund. This would make some of those other kids feel pretty good being in first place. I think it would make them feel great, but it's not being truly competitive. So I did a little research after that, and I tried to stay as local as I could, with just Sohi, because that's in my district. I looked up their cross-country records for 5K cross-country scores. Then I went through and I looked at track. Same thing happened every time. The 20th boy was still faster than the fastest girl. I just don't think that it's fair. And the way this reads is that we're talking about safety and competitive fairness.
President Johnson spoke emotionally about this issue, calling on his personal experiences as a parent of a transgender child. Johnson did vote yes because he says he understands the need for the resolution, although he focused on the mental health and the socio-political challenges transgender students face and what the assembly could do.
And what I have discovered in all of this is that when you care about people, if you really care about them, you continue to love them, even if they make choices that are pretty hard. And I want to say tonight, unequivocally, that I love Violet, and that I think that those who brought up suicide are talking straight stuff.
More at RadioKenai.com. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Thursday. This is KSRM News.